This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with the news. The headlines first. Monsoon-induced disaster claimed 190 lives. Landslide blocked 7 sections of national highways, leaving 244 road sections operational for one-way traffic. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel acknowledges problems of low revenue collection and growing public debt in development financing, and Russian forces claim another town captured in East Ukraine. Now, the news in detail. As many as 190 people lost their lives in monsoon-induced disaster across the country since the onset of monsoon. The Nepal police shared that 3 people died in Kathmandu Valley, 27 in Koshi province, 8 in Madhes, 32 in Gandaki, 36 in Lumbini, 13 in Karnali and 15 in Sudar Pashchim province. Likewise, 114 people have been rescued from disasters across the country. Similarly, a total of 149 people were missing due to flood and landslides, and search operations are ongoing. According to the police, since the onset of the monsoon on June 10, floods and landslides have inundated 384 houses, 112 cowsheds, 51 bridges, 4 schools and 2 government office buildings. The number of households displaced by the disaster has reached 4,819 over the past 2 months. In the meantime, the 7 sections of the national highways have been blocked due to landslides, while 244 road sections are operational for one-way traffic. According to the data released by the Department of Roads, a section of Madan Bhandari Highway at Pyuthan, Bhalwang, Liwang Rulpa, Marichaur, Dorbat section in Garjeni, the Chatara Mulghat Majitar Ampudada Ganeshchok Highway in Morang from Chatara Bridge to Bara Chetra has been completely obstructed. Likewise, Galje section of Dhungeshwar Manma Nagmang Jumla Highway at Kalikot has also been obstructed. The Yalambar Road section at Pasthar of Puspalal Medhil Highway has been completely blocked. Similarly, the road section of the Tansen Ridi Korala Highway near Acheswar Cave in Gulmi and Churkhola Road section in Salyan of Rapti Highway has been completely blocked. Chief Minister of Lumbini Province, Chetnarayan Acharya, has secured a vote of confidence. Speaker Tularam Ghartri Magar announced in the meeting of the Provincial Assembly yesterday that Chief Minister Acharya secured 70 votes in his support, while 11 votes were cast against his proposal for the trust vote. There are 87 members in the Lumbini Provincial Assembly. Acharya was appointed the Chief Minister on 22nd of July. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel says resource management for development is challenging in the face of the weakening capacity of the developing and least developed countries in mobilizing the internal revenues. Addressing the program titled Finance for Development Dialogue, organized by the United Nations in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Paudel argued that Nepal is also facing problems created due to low revenue collection and growing public debt obligations. The finance minister said it has been seen that the government's investment in development activities is going to shrink due to compulsion to invest a major proportion of the revenue in paying the public debt. He also called for using new and alternative ways for development financing. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has requested all not to cast any doubt on the constitution amendment as it will be made taking into account the suggestions of all the parties. Addressing a program organized to commemorate the second memorial day of Nepali Congress leader Pradeep Giri yesterday, President Deuba said the agreement between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML was not against any political parties but was to remove any obstruction regarding the constitutional amendment. Nepali Congress leader claimed that the current coalition is formed to maintain political stability. The United Nations Ad Hoc Committee finally adopted the Convention on the Cybercrime. The meeting of the UN Ad Hoc Committee to elaborate a comprehensive international convention on countering the use of information and communication technologies for criminal purposes adopted the convention, which would be presented before the UN General Assembly later this year. The UN member states of the ad hoc committee brought the first global instrument on cybercrime after 3 years of debates. Addressing the ad hoc committee meeting, Nepali diplomat at Nepal's permanent mission to the United Nations in New York, Sivani Basnet, emphasized that the need for technical assistance and capacity building in Nepal to bridge the cooperation gap and enhance readiness to combat cybercrime. A total of 539 local levels out of 753 across the country have been completely electrified, while 196 local levels have been partially illuminated. As per the recent data from the Nepal Electricity Authority, 99% of the total population has access to electricity facilities. To date, 18 local levels have not yet been connected to the national grid. However, they have access to electricity generated by micro hydropower projects and solar plants. As per the data, the number of electricity consumers is 5,935,000. Of those having access to electricity, 97% have consumed electricity supplied through the national grid, and the remaining 2% use it from the other sources like micro hydro and solar plants. Among the seven provinces, Madhya province has 100% electrification, while Kosi province has 99.3%, with Bagmati 99.97%, Gandaki province with 99.40%, and Lumbini province with 98.49% electrification. Karali province has the least electrification at 74.38%, while Sudar Pashchim province has 86.58% electrification. And out of 77 districts in the country, only Humla district has not been connected to the national grid. Micro hydro projects and solar energy are helping power up Humla district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Russia's military says it has captured a small town in eastern Ukraine called New York as part of its push towards big population centers in the Donetsk region. Ukraine's military has not confirmed the loss of the town, saying only that Russian forces are attacking close to the town and other areas. Although only a small settlement controlling the small town of New York would represent another step towards the two Donetsk hubs of Tortsk and Provorsk. One of the aims of Ukraine's seizure of territory in Russia's Kursk region is thought to be to force Russia to move its forces away from the eastern campaign. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the situation in the east as difficult, but said Ukrainian troops were doing all they could to destroy the Russian forces. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to continue at some places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated north of its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 19 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 36.5 degrees Celsius with 15.9 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Monsoon-induced disasters claim 190 lives. Landslides block 7 sections of national highways, leaving 244 road sections operational for one-way traffic. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel acknowledges problems of low revenue collection and growing public debt in development financing. And Russian forces claim another town captured in East Ukraine. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.